Penticton Kaun. Helena Kanans has officially resigned from her position with the city after being elected MP of the Similkameen South Okanagan West Kootenay Federal Riding, paving the way for another local city council by-election. City officials say they received Kanans's resignation on May 5. Preparatory work to hold the by-election, which includes setting the general voting day, advance polls, and mail ballot options, has begun. As a result, residents are expected to head to the polls in the late summer, according to the city. Costs associated with the by-election will be funded through the city's general surplus. Penticton's most recent by-election, held in April after Amelia Balby successfully ran in the provincial election last fall, cost around $85,000. Our team is committed to ensuring a smooth and efficient election process for the residents of Penticton, said Angie Collision, corporate officer at the city. In accordance with the Local Government Act, the city is required to hold a by-election to fill the vacant council seat. A chief election officer will be appointed in the coming weeks, and voting day will be set for a Saturday no later than 80 days after the appointment, city officials added in a press release. In a statement, Penticton Mayor Julius Bloomfield thanked Kanans for her service on council. She was first elected in 2011. Helena has been a dedicated member of council and a strong advocate for our community during her 10 years of service, Bloomfield said. We are proud to see a member of our council take on this important new role at the federal level. We look forward to working with Helena in her new role as MP and wish her every success as she continues to advocate for the region. Council now has 5 active members, enough to have quorum and fulfill all its mandated duties, the city said. Kaun. James Miller remains on mandatory leave while facing historical sexual assault charges. His trial is slated to begin this December. Penticton's newest councillor, Jason Rainin, was sworn in on April 16 after winning the city's most recent by-election.